first period of Zazen, I want to just give a little mini Dharma talk. Last week, we had a guest teacher who took us through a kind of guided meditation, and he spoke to us from a different portion of the Zen tradition than we tend to emphasize here at the Zen Center and in Boundless Way generally. He was talking about techniques for focusing, stilling the mind, quieting the mind. And this isn't, and I want to affirm for many of you that if you heard that he was saying something different than what you hear many of us say, especially me, you were in fact hearing him talking about a different practice. He was not talking about the shikantaza that we just heard about in this piece. He was not talking about the shikantaza relying on no contrivance. The thing about states of mind is that because it's possible to get into some lovely, calm, spacious, focused state of mind, sometimes, because it's possible sometimes, we mistakenly infer that it might be possible all the time. And in fact, it's not. It's only ever possible, a little. And the shikantaza that we are directing you toward is the shikantaza that is not dependent on states of mind. It is not dependent on the content of your experience. It's the shikantaza that is the liberation of all living beings from suffering. And this is not about a certain quiet state of mind. Now, when we hear the language in this very excellent piece on guidance in shikantaza, where it says, pure presence, untouched by human agency, for instance, we shouldn't imagine that pure presence is some special kind of presence that we should muster and be able to bring to the cushion. This pure presence is the pure presence of the universe that is continually, always unfolding, always vividly apparent in this moment. We don't need to create anything. We don't need to add anything to it. We don't need to remove anything from it. And the shikantaza that we point you towards is the one that receives all the arisings of mind into one category. And that one category is stuff that arises, including intention, volitional forms, trying, striving, appreciating quiet, being agitated by noise, being certain that this can't possibly be shikantaza, being certain that although every mind state is included in it, this one obviously is wrong. And the way we point to shikantaza, this is the shikantaza of not knowing. This is the shikantaza that cannot be captured in a bottle, in the same way that the spring breeze cannot be captured in a bottle. Anything you get in that bottle, not the spring breeze. And so this practice of stepping off the cliff of the known, of really meeting the free fall of the shikantaza, which cannot be done wrong, isn't about a judgment of right and wrong. Meeting the impulse to grasp on to certainty that this isn't it, can't be it, the familiarity of trying to ground yourself and then let go and practice not knowing, I encourage those of you practicing shikantaza to practice it unconditionally, to not do it if you just when you feel calm and centered and quiet. And if you're practicing breath practice, even this is not about some state of mind and some other, and not some other state of mind. The value of breath practice, the power of breath practice, comes in noticing whenever our mind has moved away from the arbitrarily chosen object of the breath. And we see that that has happened, and we discern it, we unhook from that storyline, we come back to the breath, back to the posture. And if we're counting breaths, we also come back to one. And in Shikantaza, we throw away even that amount of structure. And we just discern and desist from putting more fuel on the fires of doing. And eventually, even that desisting proves to be more than we need. So, there was a lot of great value we heard from our guest teacher. And if you have questions about any of this, I want to encourage you to bring that to Mike and I in Doksan tonight or at any time in the future. And really, the thing that is useful about Zen practice, the thing that is always reliable, always dependable, always trustworthy, it is this thing that we entrust ourselves over to over and over again. And it is this free fall of not knowing and non-doing, this universe that is continually manifesting this pure presence that even our agency doesn't touch or mar. Even our agency is already included, doing, not doing. This is a practice of letting come all that comes and letting go all that goes. So, please, enjoy.